CJSF 90.1 FM is now on air and online. Can't get enough of your favorite campus community radio station? Now you can have it all the time on your Android device. Tune in, see what's coming up, and save your favorites. The CJSF Android app. Diverse, independent, yours. Get it on Google Play. Just look it up. CJSF.
This is a CJSF news break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CJSF 新闻时间。
Lawmaker warns of rising trend of hostage diplomacy after China releases U.S. citizen. The top Republican on the Foreign Affairs Committee said hostage diplomacy is on the rise, a day after the Chinese regime released an American citizen and pastor who has been detained for nearly 20 years.
美国会议员警告中共人质外交呈上升趋势。在美国牧师林大卫被中共关押近20年或是一天后，美国众议院外交事务委员会主席麦考尔表示，中共的人质外交在上升。
On September 15th, the State Department announced that David Lin, who was on a missionary trip to China in 2006 when he was detained, has returned to the United States.
9月15日，美国国务院宣布2006年到中国传教时遭到拘留的林大卫牧师已返回美国。
Lin, now 68, was sentenced to life imprisonment in 2009 for what Washington says are wrongful charges of contract fraud.
现年68岁的林大卫在2009年因合同欺诈指控而被判处无期徒刑。华盛顿称林大卫被冤判。
I am extremely glad to hear David Lin was freed from his 17-year-long wrongful imprisonment by the CCP. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Representative Michael McCaul, who is a Republican from Texas, stated on X referring to the Chinese Communist Party.
来自德克萨斯州的共和党众议员众议院外交事务委员会主席迈克尔·麦考尔在社交平台 X 上发帖表示，我非常高兴听到林大卫获释，他被中共错误监禁长达17年。
He added, his capture, like so many others, marks a rising trend of hostage diplomacy by authoritarians around the world. However, Kai Lee and Texan Mark Sweden still remain CCP prisoners and must be freed now.
麦考尔补充说，与其他许多人一样，林大卫的被捕显示出世界独裁者人质外交呈上升趋势。不过，李凯和德克萨斯人马克·斯维丹仍然被中共关押，现在必须释放他们。
This is not the first time the Chinese regime has used its judicial system to arrest or detain foreigners in order to exert political leverage. Michael Spavor and Michael Kovrig, two Canadians released by Beijing in September 2021, are further examples according to Congressional Executive Commission on China.
中共利用司法系统逮捕或拘留外国人以施加政治影响力的案例很多。美国国会及行政当局中国委员会称，北京于2021年9月释放的两名加拿大人迈克尔·斯巴福和迈克尔·康明凯就是进一步的例子。
About a month before Spavor and Kovrig were released, McCaul wrote on X then Twitter that the two Canadians have done nothing wrong.The CCP's hostage diplomacy is the behavior of a rogue state, not a global leader, he said.
大约在斯帕福和康明凯获释前一个月，麦考尔在当时的推特平台上写道，这两名加拿大人没有做错任何事，中共的人质外交是流氓国家的行为，而不是全球领导人的行为。
Sweden, a Texas businessman who has been wrongfully detained in China since 2012, was sentenced to death with a 2-year reprieve in 2019 after being charged with alleged drug-related crimes, according to the State Department. A Chinese court denied his appeal and upheld the ruling in April last year.
美国国务院表示，德克萨斯州商人斯维丹自2012年以来一直在中国被错误拘留，因涉嫌毒品相关犯罪，于2019年被判处死刑，缓期两年执行。去年4月，中共法院驳回了他的上诉，并维持原判。
Kai Li has been detained in China since September 2016. He was sentenced to 10 years in prison in 2018 on espionage charges that his family says are politically motivated.
李凯自2016年9月以来一直在中国被拘留。2018年他因间谍罪被判处10年监禁。他的家人称这些指控罪名出于政治动机。
On September 15th, Free Kai Li, a website dedicated to raising awareness of Li's detention, called on the Biden administration to help release the detainee. Welcome home, David Lin. We are thrilled to see President Joe Biden's leadership in finally bringing home an American citizen from China, an ex-post reads. Now we need him to hashtag finish the job to bring Kai home too.Before another admin change resets the bilateral relationship.
9月15日，向公众介绍李凯被拘留的网站释放李凯，呼吁拜登政府帮助释放李凯。一篇 X 帖子写道，欢迎林大卫回家。我们很高兴看到，在拜登总统领导下，终于将一名美国公民从中国带回国。现在我们需要他完成工作，在另一次行政变动重置双边关系之前，把李凯也带回家。
The State Department's travel advisory asks U.S. citizens to reconsider travel to mainland China because of arbitrary enforcement of local laws, including exit bans and wrongful detention.
美国国务院的旅行建议要求美国公民重新考虑前往中国大陆的旅行，因为当地法律的任意执行包括出境禁令和错误拘留。
Currently, more than 200 Americans are under coercive measures in China, and more than 30 are under exit bans. San Francisco-based advocacy group Dui Hua Foundation said in a statement.
总部位于旧金山的对话基金会在一份声明中表示，目前有200多名美国人在中国受到强制措施，其中30多人被禁止出境。
Last year, Spain-based rights group Safeguard Defenders warned in a report that the Chinese regime has massively increased the number of people placed under exit bans over the past decade.
去年，总部位于西班牙的人权组织保障卫士在一份报告中警告说，中共政权在过去十年里大幅增加了被限制出境的人数。
Anyone may be a target, human rights defenders, business people, officials, and foreigners, the report reads.
报告写道，任何人都可能成为目标，人权捍卫者、商人、官员和外国人。
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Chinese show on CJSF 90.1 FM. And now it's our time to showcase some of the recently released albums by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you Sam Maynard. And the music piece is called...Looking Back, which is from the album titled Nations and Fairy Tales, released October 2017. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 La Chance Show 的音乐节目部分。现在呢，又到了我们加拿大 音乐人最新发行的专辑欣赏时间。首先要推荐给大家的是来自 Simon Millard 制作的一首乐曲，名字叫做 Looking Back。 那么这首乐曲呢，选自他去年十月发行的专辑，名字叫做 Lessons and Fairy Tales， 希望您喜欢。 Carl Davidson, and it's called Try Again, which is from the album titled Murphy, released December 2017。接下来请大家欣赏来自 Carl Davidson 的作品，名字叫做 Try Again。 那么这首乐曲呢，选自他们去年12月22号发行的专辑，名字叫做 Murphy。 is a songbook by 台照梅 and it's called 奔放奔放。接下来请大家欣赏台湾歌手台照梅演唱的歌曲奔放奔放。For today's music show is also from 台照梅 and it's called 不再停泊 which means never stop again. And Hershey wish everyone a happy weekend. Please tune in next week at noon on CJSF 9.1 FM.听众朋友，今天要奉献给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是来自台照梅演唱的《不再停泊》。在这里呢，祝大家周末愉快，感谢你收听我们的节目，希望我们下个星期同一时间再在空中相会。